Right now, let's get a bit more on the Libyan conflict from independent journalist James Corbett. He's been closely following these developments. Mr. Corbett, the War Crimes Court is ready to issue arrest warrants against the Gaddafi regime on charges of crimes against their own people. How likely is it that a Gaddafi and his right-hand men will ever see the inside of The Hague?
Well, that's a very good question and one that we'll have to see as it plays out. But I think it would be easy to dismiss the International Criminal Court's appeal for an arrest warrant for his crimes against humanity as it would be easy to dismiss that as something of a farce, especially considering that the International Criminal Court's prosecutor's office now admits that not a single member of that office actually bothered to step foot in Libya to investigate the crimes against humanity with which he's charged. All of these are coming indirectly from NGO groups that are on the record admittedly being funded by such organizations as the International Republican Institute, the National Democratic Institute and Freedom House, and other groups that boast board members like James Wolfison and Madeleine Albright and John McCain and other members of the American political aristocracy, as it were. So it on its face is something of a farce, I think, but it would be easy to dismiss it in that way. But I think this is actually sets a very troubling precedent in the realm of international jurisprudence, where we see the idea that that for all intents and purposes, NATO geopolitical foreign policy can now be justified through juridical action in this international criminal court simply by fiat decree, it seems. And that I think sets a very new and troubling precedent in international jurisprudence.
Now, when you talk about the geopolitical agenda here, let's talk about Gaddafi saying that he says he will never go quietly. He's been taunting the Allied intervention military, saying, "I'm in a place where you can't reach me." But do you think with these now charges of crimes against their own people, does this mean that this will be the opening stages to an inevitable ground operation, getting soldiers on the ground there, do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly the point of this latest maneuver, and that was demonstrated amply enough within hours of this this arrest warrant being asked for by the prosecutor. We have the head of the British Armed Forces, General Sir David Richards, coming out and saying that now suddenly the NATO forces are justified in killing Gaddafi if they can, and in even bombing the infrastructure of Libya, and so the ludicrous nature of the entire operation is exposed and unmasked for all to see, in that here is a humanitarian intervention that is now literally going to be bombing infrastructure for the Libyan people and setting the country back 10 years, as one of your earlier reports today said, on the basis of a humanitarian intervention that's supposed to help the populace. Again, it makes no sense on its face unless it's understood that this is simply an attempt at regime change, and it is now being supposedly justified through this very troubling precedent of an international criminal court being able to dictate what happens within the boundaries of a sovereign country. And that's not to say that I'm on the side of the Gaddafi regime by any means, but I think the precedent that's being set here is of much wider scope than what we see playing out in Libya specifically.
There are many parties that are saying that the Allied intervention is going far beyond the parameters of the original UN Resolution 1973. Now, if the international courts determine to prosecute Gaddafi, what about probing NATO's airstrikes and the likelihood of many civilian casualties? I mean, surely NATO's got a case to answer to?
Surely they do, and I would be very surprised to see that. I think that's exactly the point of the International Criminal Court, is not to go after NATO or other interests. In fact, we see today fresh reports of Gaza-bound aid ships from Malaysia now being fired on by the Israeli military, but we're unlikely to see Benjamin Netanyahu being called to the International Criminal Court to answer for war crimes. And we have prima facie evidence of George Bush and Tony Blair collaborating to bring about the Iraq war as a war of aggression, the supreme war crime, but we have that in the Downing Street memo and other documents that prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt, and yet we see absolutely no call for them to come before the International Criminal Court. So again, I think we'll see this this precedent used as a way of basically allowing NATO countries and the NATO hegemonic interests to dictate their foreign policy through this court.
All right, independent journalist James Corbett, thank you.